All hail to the King of Fighters. Welcome back, everyone, to this No Clones Allowed edition of the King of Fighter Games, a very long and interesting road of fighting game titles to take. And since KOF 15 is finally here for us, there's no better time to go over this beautiful series. So let's not forget to tie our pants together and grab our invitations to this Banzai Chat edition of the King of Fighters. Now, I don't normally get too much into the actual game companies overall when I'm doing the podcast. They usually are a lot of blah, 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 money, 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 this and that. Just a lot of very boring details, I think. But I found when doing this episode, there's a lot of parallels to the SNK company and their game, King of Fighters. SNK is one of those game companies you might not think off the top of your head, like Capcom or Square or Ubisoft. But it has deep, deep roots in the video game history, and for good reason. Since the late 70s, SNK has been creating games and game consoles for a long-ass time. From the Neo Geo that would rock the arcade scene and bring that feeling home to your household, to all its very unique and very wide range of games, hitting all types of styles and looks, from its beautiful, detailed side-scrolling shooter Metal Slug, to some of its more off-the-wall titles like World Heroes, a fighting game where you get to be a football player, or Rasputin, the leader of a love cult that just loves to love. What I like about SNK and all their wacky ideas for games is they never seem to end, and to their passion of not stopping to throwing ideas at the wall to see what sticks. SNK has also been on the very top of the world, to all the way to bankruptcy, then back up again. Their resolve and determination are very impressive if you look back on it. And the best reason for this all, they just wanted to make games they wanted, which I do respect a lot. They have also gone through plenty of name changes throughout the years, but no matter what, they still wanted those big three letters, SNK, to shine any way that they can. And this brings us why the King of Fighters is so interesting. King of Fighters has been around since, what is it, wait for it, 1994. That's a joke because the first game's called King of Fighters 94. But this is actually not true because, as I was saying, SNK just loves making games. And KOF has been planting their seeds in early games from the company long, long ago. The thing with King of Fighters is it's kind of like the first Smash Brothers if you think about it. Yeah, most people probably never played the Ikari Warriors or the Athena games in the US, but I'm sure a lot of people have played the Art of Fighting and the Fatal Fury series. And since most of these characters are in King of Fighters, SNK had a great idea not to just make the next round of fighting games, which they already had plenty of experience in. It seems like they wanted to take these classic characters and bring new life to them, breaking them off from their different style of games like side-scrolling beat-em-ups to platformers, and to beef them up, give them a nice makeover, and let them beat the shit out of each other in the ultimate tournament of martial arts skill. As a lot of people might compare this to the Street Fighter game series, this is where I feel like KOF becomes its own thing. The roots of King of Fighters started way before its time. and to help keep the spark of some of the SNK's famous characters. Think about it. What if we left Terry Bogard back in the 90s for all gaming history? Well, he still kind of feels like he's stuck in the 90s, but that's...
okay!
King of Fighters also brought many new faces and awesome new gameplay to the fighting genre as well. With the epic burning rivalry of Kyo Kusanagi and the devilish Iori Yagami. And also the team fighting system, where you get to not just have one great fighter, but three all in one round. And I also like the team system because it really helped a lot with the lore and why each character was teamed up with who. And let's not forget that the King of Fighters series is known for its brutal boss battles, that I'm sure it still haunts players' dreams to this day. It was always a cool thing to see that they took a lot of effort into making their end bosses feel like an end boss, where most fighting games just bump up the difficulty. From Rugal, Orochi, and Dark Ash, these bad motherfuckers just love laying the beat down on your best character and make you crawling back for more. SNK would also be cranking these out yearly for some time, so you knew that they had a lot of passion for this series, and so did the fans. It pretty much came to a point where they were making these games so fast they had to slow down around 2003 and just go back to the number system. Think about it if you were a sports gaming fan, and you go out to get the next NHL or Madden, and it's not the year that it came out, but it's just some random number. That's how I feel when I hear about those games anyways. The King of Fighters would also set the standard for the roster count, where they would never skimp out on the number of characters and always have a fun array of different kinds of fighters you can mix it up with. Which is another reason why I enjoy these games a lot, is there are a lot of different characters and styles that have their own feel to them. Anytime I play a new King of Fighters, I always like to scroll around the roster and see who's new, who came back, and who's looking different. And of course, make sure Mai's there. Wait, she's a great fighter.
Hola, hola!
The thing that kind of bugs me with the King of Fighters series, for a fighting game, I never really thought the music was really standing out too much. Now, this may be a hot take for some, but I may be a bit of a snob when it comes to fighting game and music. I just feel like, what's the point of a fighting game if you don't have some badass music in the background? But for what it lacks in the sound department, makes up in its art. Of fighting, that is. The King of Fighters series does not just have amazing sprite work that you can see, that ages like a fine wine. But SNK also has a secret weapon that goes by the name Shingira. Toshiaki Shinkamori is a very talented Japanese illustrator that has worked for SNK for a long time until its unfortunate bankruptcy. He's done the art for so many classic games, King of Fighters, Metal Slug, Samurai Showdown, or just a few. He's got a pretty long list of work, I'll just keep it simple. And now being over at Capcom, his work lives on with many other titles. His depiction of these characters that most people would just lump under as some anime type, he brings them to life in a freakishly human way, just showing you some of your SNK heroes and what they would look like as real people. Anytime I look at his work, it just makes me feel like I'm meeting these fictional characters in real life. One of my favorite examples of this is in Capcom vs. SNK 2, where you get to switch from two different artists, Kino Nishimura and Shinkuro's different art styles for the whole roster. It's fun going through all the characters and seeing the wild, scrappy versions of Kino to the stoic, clear-cut realism of Shinkuro. Sadly, not much effort is put into cover art anymore, so people like Shinkuro are a real treat to see when their work is out in the world. KOF has gone through plenty of changes throughout the years, and as of this recording, it's on its 15th number in the series. Which I'm not even including all the other spin-offs, and damn, that's a lot of games. And now entering in the 3D realm of graphics, it's even more interesting to play the other King of Fighters games to see how far they truly come. It may not be one of those games that hits the top of the charts all the time, but that gives it more of a personal charm because they know what they want and they also do what they want with the series. I feel that's why the fan base is so passionate in the fighting community. No matter if it's from the 90s or the newest game, King of Fighter fans just love to throw down with any version they can get their hands on. So if you're a fighting game fan and for some weird reason have never played any of the King of Fighters series, do yourself a favor and fix that problem. and dive into one of the many great games of King of Fighters. Say that shit like you just got your motherfucker. It all began in 94, kept on rolling in 95. This is where it plays in 96, it came to an end in 97, and now it comes, and here we go. KOF is here again. Nothing's gonna stop, it's 1998. And that's it for today's Banzai Chat. There's so much to talk about when it comes to the SNK games, and I really hope to be revisiting this topic soon. Maybe some Fatal Fury content to come? Who knows? We'll see. Stay tuned. And of course, please subscribe and follow the podcast and tell a friend about it. You can follow the Banzai Chat on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, and check out our Patreon for more ways to support the podcast. I've been your host, Ryan, of course, and I'll catch y'all next time.